cautionary tales with which the elders might teach children so they could contribute usefully to the people during this particular endurance. It was said that some elders had repeated the endurance so many times that they remembered bits and pieces of previous incarnations and had begun to piece together the plan of everything in the world. It was even whispered that some had ventured into the realms of madness, known as the other places, or the outside, or even to the edge of the void, and returned, but few credited such reports as anything other than tall tales. The people rejoiced in their existence and their endurance, and when their personal end came, they knew it was no more than an interruption of the eternal journey. But what they faced now was the final end, the termination of the eternal journey, and no words existed to express the terror and anguish that assailed them. The female pushed through a knot of the people clustered at an intersection in the center of the city's eastern canton. Some had come to seek the Sunrise Gate, but, having come here, did not seem to know what to do next. Nothing in the history of the people had prepared them for the darkness. The mother looked down at her child, who clutched her robe with delicate claws, her black eyes enormous in the still tiny face. "My child," she whispered, and although the screams and cries from those surrounding them drowned out the sound, the child saw her mother's lips move and understood. She smiled at her mother, showing rapidly growing fangs. Her baby skin had already sloughed off, and her first set of scales were visible. If she could feed her, her mother thought, she would grow quickly and would be better able to flee. But flee where? East. Out of the gate to the Quartz Mountains and through the Valley of Flame, then on to the kingdom's boundary. It was rumored that others had found safety in the kingdom of Mahar to the south, where age-old enmities had been put aside in the face of the common terror. The mother elbowed her way through the press, sensing more than seeing that a fight had erupted to the north. Ancient perceptions, buried under civilized training, rose to the surface to aid her and the child. Along with them rose ancient hungers, appetites for the flesh of something more substantial than the lesser animals the king had decreed would form their sustenance. Soon, the people would become like the mad ones, struggling for survival by devouring one another. She sensed that several threats were converging, threats that would soon turn into feeding frenzies, and she knew that to be caught up in one of those would be her doom or the child's, or both. She chanced a brief look back, and as she had suspected, claws were being wielded and fangs were dripping blood. A feeding frenzy would soon sweep through this area of the city, and even with her child's life in the balance, she could easily be caught up in it. Neither of them had fed in a very long time. A few guardians not detailed to delay the onslaught were quickly intervening, their flaming swords rising and falling, dispatching not only those involved in the nascent frenzy, but also those unfortunate enough to be slow in departing. She turned and fled. Once, like so many who lived in the city, she had marveled at the splendor of the king and his guardians. They were magnificent in their armor, their terrible beauty a source of fear and breeding lust. It was forbidden for a guardian to breed, but that didn't still a young female's desire when they flew by, their massive red wings unfurled, eyes blazing as they sought out any source of discord that might break the king's peace. Now, she wondered how anyone could gaze back at the all-consuming darkness and imagine any part of the realm enjoying the king's peace. She hurried on to join a press of frightened citizens making their way through the Sunrise Gate, the eastern entrance to the king's city. The jostling and bumping threatened to turn into fights, and fights would turn into frenzies. She felt her fear and rage rising. Glancing down at the child, she found its eyes studying her face. It seemed to see more, know more, than a baby should. The streets running eastward were becoming ever more crowded as others sought to put as much distance as possible between themselves and the coming final end. She turned down a back alley, running past two males who appeared to be on the verge of conflict, the energy generated by one's mounting rage acting like a beacon to others nearby. Within minutes, another melee would erupt, drawing the attention of the guardians, and then yet more lives would be lost. Part of her wondered, as she ducked around a corner, if there was any point in trying to maintain order in the face of the final end anyway.